It's funny, the habits we get into. But glad to have you here this morning. We have a special guest speaker this morning, and she did an awesome job first service, and it's going to inspire you. It's going to challenge you. It's definitely going to tug at your heart. And so, Gina, come on up, and I'll pray with you here before you start. You already did it once, so this is, like, easy the next time, right?
I like that it was just over.
Oh. But you got all these people here that need to hear it.
I know.
So, okay, let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for Gina listening to you and just really feeling that desire to want to share what you're doing in her life. Father, I thank you for her and Vince both and just how God is continuing to work in them. You know, and none of us are a finished project here on this earth. That you do continue to work in each one of us. And so, Father, I just pray for Gina this morning that that the Holy Spirit will just guide and direct her, that she will hear him intently and be directed to where she needs to go. And, Father, that your Holy Spirit will work in the midst of every single one of us and that we will hear what we need to hear this morning also. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. This is one of those things when God calls you to do something and you swore you would never do this. Excuse the ugly glasses. I know that many people struggle with depression, and it seems that God has puts them people in my path, and I need to share what he's done for me. I pray that what God says through me today about my story and his healing will touch you in a way, either to help someone you know or yourself never give up, to keep your faith in God, that he can heal you from such a horrible pain that I know firsthand. The earliest memories that I have of feeling so sad started around age 5. At a young age, I experienced molestation from a family member. My father, who was a good provider, was an alcoholic, and I always felt very insecure in my home. Around age 12, I remember my dad asking me, "Why don't you ever smile? What's wrong with you?" And that is about as far as this concern went. I think my parents just ignored what they seen in me, as they didn't really know what to do. I struggled in school. For me, as soon as my feet hit the floor, sadness rushed in on me. How I passed each grade amazes me. When I got into high school at age 16, my mom and dad moved to Alaska, leaving me behind to finish school and take care of myself. My childhood changed for the worse, and I began a journey of extreme depression. I would go to the dog pound and pick up the biggest dogs I could find and bring them home, because I always felt scared and alone when I was at my house. And my mom would come back about every 6 months for a week or so, and she would return some of those dogs. It always broke my heart, and I don't think she understood the comfort that they gave me. But when she left, I went and got more dogs, and they always slept with me at night. In 1985, God blessed me with a beautiful daughter. I think God knew I needed her, someone I could love and would love me back. God does not make mistakes. She was a gift to me from him. In the next 3 years, I married, had 2 more kids, worked in the medical field, and even though my life to others looked good on the outside, as soon as my feet hit the floor, I had to dig deep to find happiness. I would dive into everything I did so I didn't have to look at who I was. For the next several years, from 1985 to 2009, I continued down the same road of a sadness. I attempted suicide several times, but since I only have a short time here today, I decided I wanted to make sure that my testimony was about glorifying God and what he's did in my life, and not about giving Satan any glory. What I do know is that God has walked beside me every day, never gave up on me, and always loved me. This girl that had made so many bad decisions could not find happiness and felt I must be a horrible person. God had a purpose for me, and he was going to show me that through all my personal pain that I continued to struggle with. I would end up having a mental breakdown in 2000. I ended up at Sacred Heart Hospital for 2 weeks. I was put on a lot of medication over the next 10 years, and for the most part, just became numb to any emotion. We moved out to Tum Tum in 2000, just after my breakdown, and I never went back to nursing. I began to get back into the things I loved, my horses and my animals, as I thought that would work, right? I would finally find my happiness. Not so. I found it very hard to be around people on a regular basis, as I wanted everyone to see this happy girl that had it all together, and you can only fake that for a while. Many times I would stay in my room and sleep just to close the world off. Depression is a pain like no other. It hurts so deep in your heart. I think many people feel you can just pull yourself out of it. Go outside, do something. I heard that many times. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Just getting out of bed is a struggle. For me, keeping up with taking care of a family and my animals was pretty much all I had to give on many days. After being married 15 years, my marriage ended. I stayed at the property in Tum Tum, where I live now. In 2010, my life began a journey. It has been wonderful, sad, tough, but worth it in the long run. A new neighbor moved in across the street. I met Vincent Fry, an amazing man that God used to change this girl's life from the first time we met. Vince had a story himself that he shared with me that was so heartbreaking, and yet he loved Jesus and leaned on him each day to get through his own struggles. We would sit for hours and just talk. Vince would share Bible verses with me and encourage me. He would often say, "I have no idea why I said that to you." The Holy Spirit just took over, and you know what? It was just what I needed to hear on that day. I stopped taking all those meds. I lost weight, and I started my relationship with God. Vince and I dated for 2 years before we got married. This is my first marriage that God leads our life. I tell people it has been the best marriage, but the hardest marriage. Learning to be a husband and wife, listening to God, you think would be easy, right? I thought so. Now God's going to bless us, and all is going to be great. Well, not so for me, anyway. I would still struggle with finding my happy place. I tried to lean on God in my times of struggles. I got involved in women's Bible study. The friends I have made there are truly there for me, and they don't judge me, something I have never had. One night, I had a dream about a youth ranch for kids. I got up at midnight and went to the computer and began to look for information. In the morning, I had several responses back, and all were directing me to Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch in Bend, Oregon. They had an amazing ministry, and I asked Vince if we could go visit the ranch. Vince and I took a short trip to Crystal Peaks, and when you walked up that hill, you could feel God's presence. It was so peaceful to me. The next day we drove home, and as Vince and I were talking, I asked him what he thought. And he said, "Gina, I think this is your calling, your purpose. And I will back you 100% if that's what you want to do." With God walking right beside me, I started planning. And like I always do, I put my heart into it. One day we received a phone call from an owner of a girl's home. She asked if her and her husband could come out and meet us. As we talked, they asked if we could do an all day with the girls. I said I would work on it this winter. The following spring, Vince and I went to Crystal Peaks for an information clinic for people that are thinking about opening a ranch ministry. God drew me to him even closer that week. Well, on our way home, I said to Vince, Kim Meter, the founder of Crystal Peaks, touched me. When she spoke, you could feel her love for Jesus and his love for me, and I wanted that. But how could I have that? When I struggled with finding my happiness each day, how could God use me in that way? Vince replied, "Gina, I see you doing what Kim is doing. God is going to use you to preach the gospel. I said, no way. I would never get up in front of a bunch of people and talk about God. When we got home, soon after that, we started the program with the foster girls. They came out one day a week. God brought us some amazing volunteers that year. I believe we had 7 regulars each week that helped make this happen. The girls were very quiet. It was hard to know what to say to them. I think we all wanted to make them feel loved. I know for me during this time, I was trying to lean on God to make that happen, but in reality, I was relying on me. The year ended, and we seen God do some amazing things. That summer, I think we fell in love with the girls and the staff. Our 2015 season started up in April, and finally, I felt like we had it all together. Lots of volunteers, the property was looking good. Vince and the volunteers put up a small arena for more riding area. I finally felt like I found my purpose. The sadness I felt all day, okay. Sadness I felt every day was okay. God finally could use me for his good. Did I struggle every day? Yes. But I knew that at least God was beside me and I wasn't alone anymore. Last year, 2016, was life-changing for me, Vince, and our family. My depression was becoming overwhelming, and I was really struggling, worse than ever. One night, feeling like I could not do this fight anymore, I called out to God. God, I am trying to do what you called me to do, but I can't handle it anymore. So on that summer night, I decided I would end my life. I had been fighting depression for 45 years, and I can't do it anymore. Vince was out in the shop working during this time. I grabbed several beers, my gun, and I went out to the bench by the arena. As I sat there, I looked at the horses as they ate, and honestly, I felt nothing. I was empty. I thought if I got drunk, I would have the guts to pull the trigger. During this time, Vince had his Christian radio station playing loud in the shop behind me. As I drank the beers and I guzzled them, I was waiting for them to take effect. Like God's words sang out to me from the shop. Vince turned the lights off, but left the radio on and went in the house. He had no idea what I was doing. So here I am, sitting there on the bench, trying to talk myself into ending my life. Or should I say Satan trying to convince me? When all of a sudden I looked up to the sky on this clear evening and said, God, you're not even going to let me get drunk. I had memorized a Bible verse that week, and it came into my mind. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds. Jeremiah 30:17. I started to laugh out loud and just kept saying the verse over and over. Now I knew why he had me memorize that verse. God, you are going to restore my mental health and heal my wounds. That is your promise to me. I just have to keep seeking you. For that moment, I felt some hope again. I put the rest of the beers in the dumpster, walked into the house, opened my Bible, and began to read his word. In the morning, I would share with Vince what happened that evening and the choice I thought I was ready to make when God stepped in. After that night, of course, the enemy worked overtime to make me feel God had chosen the wrong person to reach out to at-risk kids. How can I encourage others? Tell them to seek God? Forgive others? Life's a choice. What a hypocrite I am. When I struggle every day to stay close to him and believing that God is going to heal me, what am I doing? Then my gift from God, my husband Vince, has just the right words to encourage me again. Lets me know that God is going to use my struggles and pain for his good. Gina, keep doing what he's called you to do. My mom was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer the last part of 2015 and was given 1 year to live without chemo and radiation treatment. In November of 2016, mom had her first treatment and that night suffered a stroke. It affected her right side and she couldn't walk. Honestly, it was sad to me, but it did not have a lot of effect on me emotionally. You see, my mom really never was there for me. Growing up, I was pretty sure she didn't even like me. 15 years prior to that, I had walked away from my family. So feeling much for her at this time was very tough. But after going to the nursing home a few times, I was feeling guilt about her being there. Vince suggested we bring Mom home. This was the right thing to do, right? After all, Mom may only have a short time to live. I thought I can do this for a short time. Oh, how God had different plans for Mom and I. The week before Mom was to move in, the doctors did a PET scan to see how much the cancer had grown. After 2 PET scans, 2 biopsies, they could not find any cancer. It was gone. God had healed my mom. I was in shock. She did not even pray. I didn't even know if she believed in God. I sure never heard her say his name. You think I would be happy? I was trying to be. But after hearing the news on my way home, I was bawling my eyes out and crying out to God, "What are you doing?" I didn't agree to take care of her for a long time, just enough to do the right thing. I called Bart Orth at the Suncrest Family Worship Center while I was driving home and asked if I could stop by. I needed to talk to someone now. I was a mess by the time I arrived, and I shared with him the news of the cancer being gone. "Bart, my mom and I don't even get along, and she doesn't like me, and I don't think I like her. What am I supposed to do now?" Bart shared a scripture with me, James 1:2. "Count it all joy when you fall into trials." Really? Me? Joy? I was really scared. We moved Mom in a week later, and it has been a little over a year now. Mom and I have had some amazing times together. This last winter, when I would come in from feeding horses all wet and cold, I would jump in bed with her, and she would just laugh. And sometimes at night when Mom goes to bed early to watch TV, I'll go crawl in bed with her and grab my dogs and the cat, and she just thinks that's really cool. A simple moment for sure, but God has blessed me with something I have needed my whole life, my mom. God healed my mom's cancer so that her and I could find healing that was needed for both of us. I thank God every day for giving her and I the gift to feel what a mother and daughter's love should feel like. How do we have any doubt that God can't do anything? I often wonder how the people in the days when Jesus walked on the earth and showed them miracles after miracles right in front of them, how could they not believe he was our Messiah, our Savior? I would have believed it if he had done it right in front of me. Right. And here I was. God just healed my mom of stage 4 cancer, and I still struggled to believe that he could heal me from depression. I was so excited when 2016 ended. It had been such a tough year. I thought for sure 2017, this was going to be a great year. I tried really hard to find happiness, looked at all God had blessed us with, and I started planning this year's program, keeping myself busy, and that wasn't working so well. January, February, and March of this year, I spent a lot of time in bed, and my depression was back with a vengeance. Everything seemed to overwhelm me. My marriage was falling apart. I felt my husband was better off without me. I just pulled him down anymore. I know Vince was to the point that he was not sure how much more he could handle. He could not fix me, and he wanted me to listen to him and just stop what I was doing, and I couldn't. He shared with me that he had been begging God to do something, as he didn't know how and what to do for me anymore. I began to pull away from everyone. For the first time, I was embarrassed about what I was going through. I was taking sleeping pills in the day just to shut my brain off. Vince asked me many times to call someone, and I would tell him, "I don't want anyone to know that I'm going through this again. My friends must be tired of it also. I know I am tired of the fight myself." In my mind, I thought, "Gina, you are the founder of a youth ranch that reaches out to at-risk kids, a ministry sharing God's love and promise to us. And look at me. I put on a fake smile and hide behind God instead of believing in him." I told Vince one day, or several days, you know what? I don't even trust or believe in God anymore. My days started off waking up crying and going to bed crying. I was begging God to take this sadness from me. After 40 years of the fight to find joy, just once in a while would be nice. I was finding it harder and harder to continue. A few months ago, Vince came into the bedroom to try to talk to me, and I broke down in front of him, something he'd never seen me do like this before. I began to pull my hair out in chunks, pound on my head, and scratched my arms, drawing blood. I told Vince, I can't live with this anymore. You don't understand, and I can't explain it to you. I have tried everything. I've been in the hospital, put on medications, counseling, the healing rooms for prayer. I go to church, I pray, and still God is not helping me. And I beg him all the time. What options do I have left anymore? After I calmed down, I agreed I would try and get help and made an appointment to a psychiatrist. Maybe I need to get on medication again. I did get on an antidepressant, just one, not 15 pills a day. And I thought, I'm going to be great. This is all I needed. I started feeling better in about a week. And my sadness, well, it was at least manageable for a short time anyway. The last 3 years, we had went to Crystal Peaks for training, spiritual growth, and inspiring us to walk with Jesus every day. Well, I was set to go in a few weeks. I already paid for me, and Vince had decided to stay home this year. So myself and three of our volunteers were going. Honestly, I didn't want to go, but three other people were counting on me. I have let God down in every way. Now I am going to go and be around people that are loving God and doing it all right, while I was a mess. We left April 25th, a Tuesday morning, and would start at Crystal Peaks on Wednesday. I had no idea how this was going to go for me. Vince and I had talked before I left, and I agreed to write Kim Meter a letter of my struggles. I was brutally honest and asked for prayer as I felt I had no more options. You may ask why Kim Meter. She is the founder of Crystal Peaks. Kim inspires me, and I could listen to her speak all day. It's like Jesus is talking to you. I have always had the desire for God to use me in that same way, for others to see God's love for them through me. God knows me well. I'm stubborn. And he used this time, this week, and Kim Meter to give me the best gift ever. Thursday morning, I handed Kim the letter I had written. And honestly, my heart was pounding with fear as I had no idea how she was going to react to it. You see, Kim Meter was 9 when her father killed her mom and killed himself. I was not sure how she was going to look at me and my suicide attempts. Kim thanked me, and I said to her, "Oh, don't do that until you read it." She gave me a big God hug and had to go prepare for her talk. Later that evening, Kim and Judy found me to go pray. The day was cold, rainy, windy, and cloudy. I carried a blanket outside to keep me warm. As the three of us walked up the hill that overlooked the ranch, you could see the snow-covered mountains, and a giant wood cross sat behind us. We sat on the bench. Kim prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to come. Kim began to ask me questions about my struggles with depression. I began to cry uncontrollably and trying to talk, sharing with her, "I am tired, physically tired of feeling sad. I have begged God to help me over and over, and I have been asking him to take my life so I don't have to take my own." I told Kim that I have felt Satan's presence the last couple months, as if he's following me around and making it his mission to finally destroy me. I don't understand why God won't help me. Kim asked me, "If Jesus was right in front of you, what would you say to him?" I asked her, "Can it be bad?" Kim said, "Tell him how you feel." The anger that came over me was so strong and my heart started racing so fast I could hardly breathe. And I told Jesus I hated him. Why have you allowed me to feel so sad all of my life? I have been trying so hard to do what you have called me to do. I have begged you. Why won't you take this from me? If you are the great healer, why not heal me? Judy said, Gina, I see you behind prison bars, holding on to them with both hands and shackles on your ankles. Can you take your hands off the bars? When she asked that, I could feel that my hands were tightly closed, as if I was gripping something tight. It took me a long time to relax my hands and let go. But when I did, I could breathe, and my heart started beating slower. As I sat there with my eyes closed, tears dried to my face, Kim said, Gina, can you see Jesus? At that very moment, the sun shined so bright and the heat came into my face and went into my chest and it warmed my whole body. And the wind stopped and everything became calm. It felt so peaceful in one moment, and right in front of me was Jesus. He had his arms out and he was smiling at me. Gina, what do you want to say to him? I began to ask Jesus to put his arms around me and to please take this pain away from me, as I can't live like this anymore. I could feel in that instant, Jesus wrapped his arms around me. I felt the most amazing sense of peace within me, and I felt joy for the first time. I started laughing and I started crying. Kim said, Gina, where are your shackles? And I said, they're gone. She goes, they're gone. And I said, they're gone. We all began to praise Jesus on top of that mountain with their arms raised as high as they could go. And then all of a sudden, the birds just started singing, and they were singing loud. Kim says, Gina, do you hear the birds? It was so beautiful, you could hear nothing but the birds singing. Everything was still, and the sun shined so bright and was so warm. Judy opened up her Bible to Zephaniah 3:17, and she read, the Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. From that very moment, I have continued to feel joy and happiness each day my feet hit the floor. I feel like a new person. I never believed that God would take that pain away from me. I accepted the fact that sadness was just part of my life. But God calls us to be joyful. Now I would like to share with you the most, this was an amazing gift just to see Jesus and fill him and have him take my depression away from me. Whoops. He let Vince and I know from hundreds of miles apart from each other my healing. And I want to share with you what happened at the ranch. On Wednesday night, Kim shared a story about how her and her employees, the staff, was in the top of the barn, and they were having their worship time where they worship God. And a big storm had come in, and when that storm came in, it lifted up just a section of the roof about this big, just right where they were sitting, and it ripped it off. And they clocked the wind at 120 miles an hour that night. When Kim stepped out on the porch when the storm had went past, she looked over and there was this big, beautiful rainbow that shined right into the hole where they had been worshiping him. And, you know, of course I thought, that's really cool. Well, Kim took a picture of it to make sure we all seen it. So, because she goes, nobody's going to believe me that, you know, this happened. So we all seen this picture. Well, Faith and I got back to our room that night and I had called Vince, and before I got a chance to tell him about the story of the rainbow, Vince says, oh my gosh, Gina, you have to see this. And I'm like, what? And he goes, well, we just had this big storm go through here, and I'm outside on the porch, and there is this big, beautiful rainbow that's going right over your tack room and right into our property. And I'm like, what? And so I'm like, Faith, you got to hear this. And so I made him say it again so Faith could hear it. And, you know, that was cool, right? Well, then the next day it gets better because on Thursday was the day that Jesus took my depression away and the day that I seen Jesus and he hugged me. And I was so excited to call Vince that night to tell him what had happened. And before I got a chance to tell him my story, Vince said, hey, I got to tell you what happened to me today. I'm like, okay. And so he said, I was talking to my customer after I got done with work today, and we were sharing about, she had said she'd never, you know, felt Jesus in her life. And Vince said, he said, I shut my eyes, and I could see Jesus right in front of me with his arms out, and he put his arms around me, and he gave me a big hug. And I was like, he did that to me today. So that next day, I talked to one of the staff, and I was telling her the story about the rainbow and about Vince seeing God and feeling God hug him. And she said, God brought you and Vince together when you were hundreds of miles apart so we could both experience healing together as one. When I was talking to Vince, he said, Gina, you know, I wanted to go to Crystal Peaks, but I had been really praying about it because of the state of mind that you were in, and God told me that I needed to step out of the way. And since Vince listened to God, God included him in my healing miles away. And I've made a promise to God, when I go through struggles in my life, I'm going to fall at Jesus' feet so that he can pick me up. I will not fall behind anymore so that the enemy can destroy me. Thank you. Who said the second time was easier? I still cried.
That doesn't mean it's hard. So didn't I tell you? It's awesome to see how God works in people's lives. And, you know, some of them are much more extreme than others, but God works in all of our lives. And, you know, I would just encourage all of us to, you know, what is that thing? You know, probably for almost all of us, there's that one thing that we just struggle with and we wonder, okay, God, what is the deal here? You know, and he wants to get us to the point where we finally just lay on the floor and go, okay, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. That's where he wants us. You know, where we just give up because that human nature is, oh, I can do this. You know, and our society tells us, oh, just pull yourself up by your bootstraps. No, it takes God and it takes godly people. Family to gather around us and pray for us and encourage us. So, you know, I would just encourage you today, listen to the Holy Spirit. If he's tugging on you today and there's something that you need to deal with, you know, if there's people you need to talk to, you know the ones you can go to and talk to. Do it. Don't feel like you're burdening them. Don't feel like you're laying all your stuff on them, because that's what we're all here for. We're here for one another. So let's pray. Father, I just thank you so much for Gina and Vince, Father, and they continue to listen for you. And I know it's been a struggle. They've had such hard days, and yet you have continued to be there, pulling them towards yourself. And Father, I think there's many of us in this room who've gone through things where we feel like God isn't there, and yet he is, and he's just waiting for us to get to that point where we finally just say, okay, enough's enough, God help me. And so Father, I just thank you so much that you love us beyond what we can even imagine, that you do want what's best for us, that you want us to live our lives for you. And so I just pray that your Holy Spirit would work on us, work on our hearts, work on our minds, get us to the place that we need to be, where we literally surrender it all. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So it's Mother's Day today, and we've got some flowers for the mothers. So on your way out, there will be some kids out there that will be handing out flowers. And the other thing that we've got today is we've opened up a spot in the wall so you can go out and see the new part. We've got Sharpie pens. Dave Ellen came up to me last week and said, "Oh, have you ever heard of this? We want to write verses, you know, whether it's just the reference or the whole verse or whatever on the studs." So there's pens out there to do that. So God bless you all. Thanks for being here. Have a great week.